Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Wir widmen uns nochmal den Telefonaten, noch ein bisschen intensiver, und werden noch ein paar Berufsbezeichnungen kennenlernen. Auch hier wieder, es gibt im Englischen keine unterschiedlichen Bezeichnungen. Also man sagt jetzt nicht Policeman und Policewoman oder Doctor und Doctorette oder so, sondern Nurse. Es gibt einen Beruf und dieser Beruf hat ein grammatikalisches Geschlecht und damit ist gut. Und das grammatikalische Geschlecht hat eben, genauso wie im Deutschen, nichts mit dem biologischen Geschlecht zu tun. Von daher werden Berufe einfach auch nicht verändert. Gut, telefonieren wir ein bisschen. Es geht los bei 3, 2, 1, jetzt.
Hello.
Hi.
Today we're going to practice telephone conversations a little more intensively.
I love it.
This time the person you are talking to is not present, so they ask you why you are calling and if you would like to leave a message.
Okay.
Let's say you want to speak to the manager of a company.
Mm-hmm.
Here the following dialogue is possible. Hello, my name is Jonathan. I would like to speak to the managing director, please.
Okay.
Your interlocutor will then reply with, I'm sorry, but the managing director is in a meeting right now. May I take a message? To which you reply, yes, please call me back. My name is Jonathan and my phone number is 0312-5476-9810. All right. Then I'm going to name you different people again and you're supposed to make the phone call as shown in the example.
Okay.
Please replace my name and phone number with your name and phone number.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Then let's get started.
Yes.
With the doctor.
Hello, my name is Sven. I would like to the doctor, please. Is the doctor around? I would like to make an appointment.
I'm sorry, but the doctor is in the appointment right now. May I take a message to him?
Yes, please. My name is Sven and my telephone number is 0173-368-2780. Thank you very much.
All right, I'll give him the message. Thank you very much and goodbye. With Mrs. Cook.
Hello, my name is Sven. I would like to talk to Mrs. Cook. Mrs. Victoria Cook, please.
I'm sorry, but Mrs. Cook is in the appointment right now. May I take a message for her?
Yes, please. Maybe she can send me an email. My email address is info@sven-frank.com.
All right, I'll give her the message. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
With the teacher.
Hello, my name is Sven Frank. I'm Jonathan's son. Father, of course. I would like to talk to the teacher, please.
I'm sorry, but the teacher is in the appointment right now. May I take a message to him?
Yes. Just tell him I would like to talk to him. He can phone me back on my mobile phone number. He should have it.
All right. I'll give him the message. Thank you very much and goodbye. With the midwife.
Hello, my name is Sven. I have to talk to the midwife immediately. I need a midwife now on the phone, please.
I'm sorry, but the midwife is in her appointment right now. May I take a message for her?
Okay, tell her that, I'm going to give birth to the baby now.
All right, I'll give her the message. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
With the sales management.
Hello, good morning. My name is Dr. Sven Frank and I would like to talk to the sales management. I have a complaint or a proposal, depends.
I'm sorry, but the sales management is in the appointment right now. May I take a message to her?
Yes, please tell her that I would like to meet her for lunch to discuss our new project at 12 p.m. at the bar.
All right, I'll pass it on.
Thanks.
Thank you very much and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
That was great again. Now you're already pretty well prepared for phone calls. Give yourself a break again and then try to do these dialogues without this video. See you soon.
Ja, also das ist auch eine ganz wichtige Sache, die wir beim Lernen immer so berücksichtigen, dass man natürlich, nachdem man so ein Video oder jetzt auch hier diesen Podcast durchgearbeitet hat, eine Pause einlegt, damit sich das Ganze setzen kann. Das heißt, eine Pause, in der wir unser Gehirn auch nicht kognitiv mit anderen Dingen beschäftigen. Keine E-Mails schreiben, keine Nachrichten per WhatsApp oder Telefongespräche ins nächste Meeting gehen oder so, sondern wirklich mal eine Viertelstunde da sitzen, Tee trinken, vielleicht ein bisschen den Eichhörnchen beim Nüsse knabbern zugucken und vielleicht auch ein bisschen spazieren gehen. Wenn man mit dem Hund rausgehen oder so, wäre eine gute Idee. Wenn man keinen hat, dann geht man halt ohne Hund raus. Also wichtig, Pausen einfach, damit das Gehirn die Synapsen bilden kann. Die Hardware, die Nervenzellen im Gehirn müssen gebildet werden, damit man das Vokabular überhaupt abrufen kann. Jetzt bist du dran mit den Telefoncalls. Versuch das nachzumachen. Deine Handynummer solltest du auswendig können. Du solltest deine E-Mail-Adresse beschreiben können. Und ansonsten hab einfach Spaß. Wir hören uns in der nächsten Podcast-Folge.
Hello. Today we're going to practice telephone conversations a little more intensively. This time the person you are talking to is not present, so they ask you why you are calling and if you would like to leave a message. Let's say you want to speak to the manager of a company. Here the following dialogue is possible. Hello, my name is Jonathan. I would like to speak to the managing director, please. Your interlocutor will then reply with, I'm sorry, but the managing director is in a meeting right now. May I take a message? To which you reply, yes, please call me back. My name is Jonathan and my phone number is 0312-547-69810. All right. Then I'm going to name you different people again and you're supposed to make the phone call as shown in the example. Please replace my name and phone number with your name and phone number. Are you ready? Then let's get started. With the doctor. I'm sorry, but the doctor is in the appointment right now. May I take a message to him? All right, I'll give him the message. Thank you very much and goodbye. With Mrs. Cook. I'm sorry, but Mrs. Cook is in the appointment right now. May I take a message for her? All right, I'll give her the message. Thank you very much and goodbye. With the teacher. I'm sorry, but the teacher is in the appointment right now. May I take a message to him? All right, I'll give him the message. Thank you very much and goodbye. With the midwife. I'm sorry, but the midwife is in her appointment right now. May I take a message for her? All right, I'll give her the message. Thank you very much and goodbye. With the sales management. I'm sorry, but the sales management is in the appointment right now. May I take a message to her? All right, I'll pass it on. Thank you very much and goodbye. That was great again. Now you're already pretty well prepared for phone calls. Give yourself a break again and then try to do these dialogues without this video. See you soon.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.